Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh my goodness, how much fun have we had rocking and rolling. Can you believe this, heavy metal? That we're actually being compensated for this.
It's good to have a fun job.
I tell you what, man, and I ain't mad at people, but one of the keys in life, you didn't ask for this, I'm going to give you out a free tip. Whenever you, I never consider this work, I never even call it work, because I'd be lying. But when you get a chance to come out, we're doing providing a public service. Chris, we are sacrificing our free time so that we can entertain the great people in the United States of America. That's how unselfish we are.
Totally
you
unselfish.
You know, while others are out right now playing golf, you know, while they're out riding bikes and entertaining them, going to movies.
Apparently we could be yachting somewhere.
They're right. They're out on yachts. No. We gave all that up. Not us. We say, no. We're out there stewards for the people because it means that much to us to make sure that the people are entertained to the best of our abilities. Basketball, now we have been blessed this morning, Brother Galdi, the legendary Levero, and now we push all the chips in. And we put him at the free throw line to hit the front end of a 1-1. He's down by one. And we got 6 seconds to go in the game. I'll ask him right now, would you rather me call timeout and put somebody else at the line? Or are you ready to take the shot?
Man, I want the ball. I want the ball. And you know what? Hey, like the great legendary trash talker before Muhammad Ali was Will Jones. And I remember Will in an overtime game with about 5 seconds to go, goes to the free throw line and say, hey, ref, give me the ball. I know you ready to go home and eat dinner, and so am I. Let's go. Get the buses ready. Yes.
Will Jones, I'll tell you what, I had the Firebirds, one of my first assignments at WRC-TV. George sent me over there, and they had won the championship. And this brother was so fly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, and I love dudes that are confident, believe in what they do, and because it's contagious. He was effervescent. That's when and Coach was very, very high on Will and very, very respectful of that. We had a dime dropped on us earlier today, and it was a stroke of genius by Levero, surprise. And he said that just thinking of with the Nats celebrating 5 years ago winning the chip and all the celebration. Now, you can't get everybody back, obviously. The good news about how good they selected people is that a lot of their stars, people that were here, they're playing for other teams they're currently playing.
Okay.
And, you know, you got to hope that you got your offspring that you get to stay in the game so that you are not irrelevant. And so they're starting to get some return on their investments. But it's mentioning, you know, guys that are coming back. And Lavero, I don't know, Heavy Metal, if it caught you off guard, but they're those guys, glue guys. And when you mention somebody that should be respective of, like, getting a run, and should never have to pay for a drink, you know, is how he termed it. And I said, man, I cannot wait to get to coach, to saying about that type of person. Polly 757, you know, he chipped in, and Bobby D's name came up. You know, guys are starting to come up, people saying certain names of people that, you know, glue guys, people who made a difference on some of these championship teams. And then, of course, that Georgetown legend comes up, Patrick Ewing's personal protector.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And certainly, I said, man, wait until coach gets a hold of this. But that's how you win championships. It's not, yeah, you got to have stars. You got to have somebody that lights the lamp. You know, Ovechkin, you know, when they won it, yeah, Ole, he's got to do that. But Peter Bondra, there's going to be other guys that set up things. I think of the role that TJ Oshie plays for him. Now, there's always that other guy, somebody that does something, and they're always associated with great teams. And you feel like that person should never have to buy a drink. And we started talking about this, about the Heisman Trophy. Not the Heisman Trophy winner, but the runner-up. I don't remember specifically, but the award used to be you got a credit card, if I'm not mistaken, and you got a chance to drink. Oh, God. It was. I don't know if it was unlimited or whatever it was, but it was an exorbitant amount that you didn't have to worry about it. And Tom mentioned, you know, Howie Kendrick was the guy that should never have to pay for a drink.
Yes, you know, no question.
Never had to pay for a drink. And then we said Bobby Dandridge, Barry Trotz. And then we're thinking about, you know, then 757 threw out Jalen Brunson. And then the other guy, Michael Graham. And so I said, I can't wait to ask Coach, who fits that category, if anyone, for you?
Well, I mean, I can go to a guy who grew up in D.C., was a D.C. basketball product at Gonzaga, but Chris Jenkins. Chris Jenkins should never have to buy a cheesesteak in Philadelphia City.
Yeah, okay.
Hitting that big shot for Villanova to win the championship. A guy, Doc, who you make reference about all the time. And I know he should never have to buy a drink or a burger. And I know if you're in his company, you're going to get the tab. And that's Mark Mosley.
Oh, Mo. Mo, another guy being honored tonight, the D.C. Touchdown Club Awards, because Mo, I've probably given out more awards to Mark Mosley than anybody in this town. This dude, and I'm so proud of him because he's an athlete. He's a football player who just happened to kick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what makes Mo so unique. And he caught more hell from his teammates than anybody you can ever imagine. And yet, he bailed us out more than any player I've ever been associated with. And we lost 48-40. One ridiculous game. The only time he came up short. And here we are, gave up 40-some points or whatever. But the dude is really so valued. And the Green Bay was a Monday night game.
That's right,
the 14-2 campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, he's so valued. And now they have a great punter. And now they're starting to appreciate him, thank God. Because it is it's something that you just never, ever, ever can forget. G just dropped another one on us again. The great 45, Phil Chenier. Another priceless gem to your team and your community.
On and off the court.
No, no, this is it. He's a Phil Chenier, even though he went to Cal, and I always kid him about it. He was just one or two GPA points away from getting into UCLA, and it would have changed his life. But every time I see him, love this dude, man. And he's that kind of guy that should never have to buy a drink in this city. G from the shop, shout out. Because he's a, and then again, to be hurt at a time where I know it just, and he dealt with that, and you just can't be classier. You know, it's just like I feel the same way about the locker. We're lucky that these guys were on our broadcast podiums for so long that we got a chance to see and appreciate them. But I remember those clubs with Rod Langway, you know, and Don Beaupre and those guys. It was just, that's the depth of your city when you can appreciate someone other than the quarterback. You know, or other than the quote star. And you got, you're not winning without somebody that's an alien. You're not winning without an alien. But it's just good to kind of remind yourself of that. And all of this kicked off in my brain when I started reminiscing about, we had a guy here who's in the Hall of Fame, how he ran business. And sometimes you can spoil your kids, even though you have the wherewithal, and it's not in their best interest. They spent millions over there on the kitchen, had all this stuff, and really ain't bust a grape. We had a deal with McDonald's. They were bringing bag lunches, but Gibbs and them had restaurants delivering food over there when we won.
That's right.
When we won, dude, it was unbelievable. It was like a house party. And when you didn't, it was like Sergeant Schultz. You got nothing. Nothing.
Well, Doc, I can relate to that in coaching. When we would play road games and we'd take the bus to the game, and then afterwards, if we won, oh, it was party time. They could have the music turned up loud and people dancing or whatever. But if we lost, hey, you could hear a rat spit on a piece of cotton. And the only talk that they were allowed to talk about would be the game. What happened in the game? And how can we approve upon? But no, that's how it is, man. And, you know, look, there's an old saying that I subscribe to. It's not that I love winning that much. I just hate losing. I hate losing more than I love winning, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it is. But I think that also having been around and seen it done. See, it's one thing if you've never won. It is really trying to figure out what it's like making a gumbo. Or making a stew. What is the key ingredient? Like, we're building this thing now, and a lot of people, now I do believe that people are chasing the ghosts. You got these four major entities, these four people who control our media. They work for the major networks, and they drop out hints, and everybody chases them because you got nothing else to do. And I always try to educate my audience because I was educated from the big fella. And he said, and I quote, hear nothing, say nothing.
That's right.
And if you live by that, you don't repeat everything you hear just because your ears work. And I hear my young colleague over there constantly repeating things he hears on the wire. And I go, dude, you keep taking the bait. We're in a click environment. If I get you to react to something, I win. But do you have the guts to not react to it? It's the looky-loo thing on the beltway that drives me nuts. Everybody got to slow down to look over at something on the, for what?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, for what?
Absolutely.
You got no bearing on what's going on. None of you pretty much have an idea. But I say this, why am I worried? I'm not worried. Why? I trust the process. We got people in here that have done this before that are qualified to make these decisions. And you got to trust in that. They don't have to be perfect. But I believe that they've done the best job of assembling, I call them the Dirty Dozen, a group of people in here. They don't all look alike. They're not all related. And they all have one common goal. That is to get the hell out of last place.
That's right.
And bring back the dignity that used to be prevalent in this football community. I'm so sick and tired of being embarrassed and being mocked.
But the bad part of that, Doc, coming from me, a Washingtonian, is, man, now there's no relief in a season, per se. Maybe a little bit with the Caps, but not much. But in the fall, burgundy and gold, last place. Okay, then you go to
I hope you didn't just refer to the playoff-bound 3 p.m. Puck drop Washington Capitals.
No. I said to a certain extent, not the Caps. Okay.
But we're moving in the right direction. But you just nailed it, though. Look at Carberry. Why are they doing it? He's a system guy that came up through the best farm system, one of them in sports, the Hershey Bears. They're not experimenting. They're following a pattern. It's like It's like your grandma's turkey dinner or gumbo. They're not just grabbing stuff off the cabinet and throwing it in the pot. They're following a recipe. And you're seeing the results.
Right. And you had mentioned the Nats earlier. Well, that's a sore spot with me. You know, the Wizards, I just accept they are the Wizards until proven differently. You know, in the last 40 years or so, they've been the Wizards. But the Nats, other than the Miami baseball team a few years ago, can you name me another team won a World Series, and then after that, proceeds to finish in last place for four of the next six seasons? That's inexcusable right there. That would never happen to the Yankees, to the Dodgers, to the
Well, those are major market spending teams now. You know, to be fair, baseball is not on a level playing field.
No, it's not. But this is not a small market. This isn't Tampa Bay.
No, it's not, but we don't have the control of our resources because Masson and the Orioles, they've got a noose around our necks. We don't have full access to our own resources. All I'm saying, I hate excuses. I'm with you on this. But I don't think it's a level playing field with what the Angelos family has and what Major League Baseball, who I hate their guts for holding the Nats hostage, dragging their feet. And as a result of this, when you compound the loss that we've incurred by not being able to celebrate a world championship due to the pandemic, and our ownership group, and they are up front, they're developers. They're doing it their way. They didn't hide it. And we had a lot of talent come through here, but they were up front. They're developers first. They didn't hide that.
Right, and that's my issue, and that's the problem. They're developers first.
You're right.
And so it's more about business for them versus, Doc, years ago you had, as you remember, the majority of your owners, they made their money elsewhere. Like Steinbrenner was in the shipping business, correct?
Yep.
And so it was more of a pride thing where, hey, you know what? I want to have a good team so I can invite my buddies and my friends to the games and I can stick my chest out. I just, look, man, I you know, looking at how that team, and I asked the question, is one World Series comparable to six basement finishes, and I'm counting this year in the basement, and I could be wrong, but I can say this. I don't see them at 500 this year, and I don't see them maybe at 500 next year.
Well, we'll bet on that. Hold that thought. We get to break on that. We're going to hold that thought. We're going to have an arm wrestling it on that. See, you about to get me irritated going against them Curly W's. That is the coach. You know what? I knew I should have kept you with that round ball. Now you done got over, and now we're talking seam. Yeah, we're going to fight over this one, though. Stay with us, folks, right here. Take a break. We'll come right back here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Me and the coach, stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Doc Walker, Heavy Metal Chris, here in for the coach, and DD. Somehow I have a very difficult time imagining that Denton Day is relaxing. I can see Sheehan with a double martini, shaken, not stirred, but I just don't see Denton relaxing. I don't know. I just don't see him. Coach, here we are wrestling over baseball and the Nats. I guess you didn't see that West Coast swing. That's okay. Look, you got basketball on your mind. I can't expect you to be on top of two major sports at the same time.
So, call me when they get over. Call me when they get over 500. Just a game or two.
I will.
Okay, and again, I'm going to ask this question. How in the world can any team – you know the old saying that the top of the rotation star is the guy that prevents good teams from long losing streaks?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this. Patrick Corbin prevents teams from long winning streaks. I mean, this guy, he's been horrible even this year.
You know, they've had a little – Gray, he's on the DL. He's had a little arm issue. Take shots on him now. You have that prerogative to do that. I'm looking at a West Coast trip. When you go in on Jackie Robinson Day and you beat Love You Blue, I'm not going to look down on that. You're right, Patrick Corbin, Jake Irvin. I noticed you didn't mention him. That's okay. Gray Will Hill, Mackenzie Gore, I still believe in him. That's okay. Look, take your shots now. I'm going to remember, you know all of this is recorded. You're in the industry. You have your own gig. So that's okay. And Heavy Metal, he knows how to hit that record button, which he's just done. So you and I will deal with this at a later date. Let me ask you this.
And Doc, I want you to call me out on your show, and then you can put me on blast on my show. So
absolutely. I'm going to do that. Let me ask you this.
I don't think I will be.
Let me ask you this. And that is when you think about building a team, this team dynamic thing about the quarterbacks, the Commanders brass brought everybody in at once. And some people, now I think it was all fake. I don't blame agents for getting their clients publicity. They're in the job. They're promoters. They're like DJs to me. An agent, it's his job to bring attention to his client. So I don't react to any of it. But I thought what the Commanders did, bringing everybody together, A, it was time, made sense. These people have been together at combines. They've been together. It's like AAU basketball. They're always together. So what the hell was the difference? And they wanted to do it their way under their grounds, and so they could be in control of the environment. I ain't got a problem with it at all. But I wanted to run it by you as a coach, as an administrator. Mm-hmm. Do you see their logic?
Yeah, I see their logic, okay? I see their logic. And I didn't have a problem with the duck, and I couldn't find or figure out why others did. Okay, now maybe, you know, maybe they just wanted to make sure that every I was dotted, every T was crossed in terms of making sure or at least getting down to a short list of people that they want to draft. Because, again, you have to go beyond the field, and you got to sit and look. And look at someone in the eye and get a good feel for the character. So, hey, as long as they make the selection, and at that point, I would go with Daniels. If you're talking quarterback, I would go with Daniels. Or, as I've said before, I would go with the other old school philosophy of drafting the best player on the board. And I think Harrison Jr. is the best player on the board. But anyway, Doc, what I'm looking for with the number two pick in the first round, two second rounders, and three third rounders, I'm looking at a quarterback, wide receiver, a left tackle, tight end, and an edge rusher.
Well, yeah, no, as a grocery list, yeah, I'd walk in with that list. Now it just depends on where you're shopping at.
That's right.
And, mm-hmm. and what the quality of that that product will be. You just don't know. Here's what I do know, because I've learned this the hard way. I'm no longer as concerned about who they select as I am as concerned about who's coaching them. Because you can coach up talent. Mm-hmm. Even if I slip, I've seen people help make people better.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't necessarily think you hit it out of the park by a selection. You can get a guy that worked his butt off in college because he was broke. Then you pay him and he becomes a jellyfish. So do you have a program? That's why, to me, your structure of your program is the most important thing. Can you keep guardrails up? Can you help these young guys not kill themselves by driving over the speed limit? Can you keep them from not getting high and killing themselves? Can you keep them out of the club and not get shot? Can you manage the people that you select? That's the problem that is happening around here. They can't manage the talent once they get it. And they've done a lousy job of coaching the talent up. This group, I think, will do a hell of a lot better job of coaching the talent up. That's how you win, when you combine all these ingredients together to get a better product.
Well said. I mean, well said. And during your era with the burgundy and gold, winning championships and going to Super Bowls, what was it? Five NFC championships in 9 years, four Super Bowls in 9 years. It was a combination of drafting, but also coaching them up, and especially doing it on the offensive line. And especially on defense, Richie Pettibone, Doc, does not get nearly enough credit, man.
Yeah, birthday. Just had his birthday on the 18th. Birthday, baby. But it's all good. You know, Coach, I feel good that the people that we have in charge now, I don't lose a wink of sleep worried about the people once we get them. I finally believe that we have people that care, and more importantly, can help develop young people and help them get better. You don't just get them from college and they're prepared to be pros. You have to help turn them into pros.
That's right.
You know, that poor kid out of Kentucky at linebacker, I think this kid's going to be a star. I think this staff is about to turn that young man into a star. And, I think we'll have a number of people that this staff is going to take some of those guys and salvage their careers. And that's going to be the thing we talk about the most this year. In my opinion, we got some diamonds that they are going to make them shine. Coach, I appreciate you as always, man. Don't think you're going to get a break because we got NBA action going in. They're going to play in games. I'm not even going to mention that because a lot of people are going against the King. And you know I love Humpty Dumpty. It's going to be a lot. We're going to save some of that for the weekend. Appreciate all you bring to the table. And don't get old on me because it's time to roll.
Oh, no, Doc. No, man. Hey, I'm ready.
Okay, let's roll. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Coach Butch McAdams. Thank you, my brother. Can't wait to
Thank
do
you,
it tomorrow.
Michael.
Hey, man, we keep talking hoops. Hoops coming up, baseball, hockey, puck drops. You want it, and we got it. Now, I feel that I have neglected heavy metal today. We've not had one heavy metal reference. Not one. And that's bad host. So I want to take this time. You have not dropped one tune. You've not played it. We've not had no influence of heavy metal.
So what are you asking for, a recommendation right now? Something?
I'm asking you to correct that flaw.
All right.
If you can. And then I want to open it up. I want to open this bad boy up and let our listeners. Look, man, this is like, you know, when you go to a theme park, they have the disclaimer just right by the ride because they want to caution you. You may not be built for it. And they always caution people. I always like to make sure people understand. This is like getting on the Matterhorn. BetQL listener line, 301-230-0980. Back with more in a moment.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now give us some air.
Yeah.
Give us a title. Give us a title.
So the song is called Heavy as the Crown of Bone by the band Crypt Sermon from Philadelphia. And I'm actually friends with one of their guitar players, Frank. He's an awesome dude. But this album isn't even out yet. It comes out in June. They've just released this one song. It's got a cool video on YouTube, too. So check out Crypt Sermon.
Heavy metal. I mean, I could dress up for the part. I always love that because it looks so cryptic and the whole nine yards, and I like the look. And it's a good sound. I love it, and that's a good thing. We go off beat, man. You have to evolve. Don't stay stuck in a box. Mitchell in New Jersey, welcome.
Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. This draft, the Bears should pick Caleb Williams in 2 seconds, and with 7 seconds more, the Commanders should take Jaden Daniels. I mean, the guy, you see, he was even good his freshman year at Arizona State University. Excuse me. And Arizona State is no powerhouse, that they're no juggernaut in the college football. So maybe you should put him away. But to me, he reminds me of Lamar Jackson. let me go with him. Even instead, I'll take Hartman from Wake Forest, Notre Dame. I think he might have a little a career as a backup. The Western Conference, especially in the NBA postseason here, is so tough. I mean, any team can win it. There's so much talent in the Western Conference. I'm pulling for my Clippers and Kings. There's always something. There's always a big obstacle. I know it'll be another year that it happens again. Injuries-wise, talent-wise, Dallas and Oklahoma, they really have drafted quite well. Let me give you a chance to talk. Thanks for taking my call, Doc.
I appreciate you, man. Get it again. You know, if you know me, you know what I say. All that's fine, but would you put your mortgage up on any of it? And you got to be in the game playing high stakes. And if you believe it that way, if you got the ability to research it to that level, then go for it. You really can't be drastically wrong. The kids have all shown that they've got some ability to play. But just due to history, almost every year, most of the kids, especially a quarterback, are awful. And it's just nobody's fault. It's just I think we just reach. We want to be right. We refuse to accept the obvious. That's why I think May, his size is something you cannot overlook. I don't think they'll overlook that. I got to figure out things. What can I not teach you? I don't care how good you are. I cannot make you bigger and taller. So if everything's equal, don't forget size does matter in certain cases. Martin in Forestville, welcome.
What's going on, Doc?
Hey, brother, I'm just having a house party today. I'm living
the
dream.
Man, it's awesome. It's an awesome party. And, speaking about this draft, my pick is, of course, Jaden Daniels. But what's starting to get me upset is the media. And I'm reading a comment from a guy, Mike Florio or something. And he keeps, insinuating that the Commanders keep disrespecting Jaden Daniels. And I'm like, why? Because I guess we entertain four quarterbacks at one time for a dinner. But it's like, why are they, getting on our process of draft? It just, maybe you could shine some light on that for me.
Well, let me ask you a personal question.
Sure.
Why do you care what Mike Florio says?
I love that.
Because it's like, I'm starting to hear it too much. And it's really not.
No, but anything, but if Mike Florio called you and had a recommendation on the color of your house, you painting your house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you care?
No, I wouldn't. But it's.
Well, why do you care about what he says about anything to do with football?
Because it's starting to make me think that maybe he's hearing it from an inside source. So
and maybe
now,
he's not.
Maybe he's not.
Me, all four
earn,
guys
you
have
earned respect.
Well, I just said, I'm just
disrespect you.
Here's what a wise man told me.
Uh huh.
It changed my life. Hear nothing, say nothing.
Right.
Mike Florio is effective because he gets people to repeat what he says. That's his
right.
value. For some reason,
right.
people care. I've
right.
got a young man who works at our station. I've repeatedly tried to help him as I was helped. And he can't wait to put this on. For some reason, he thinks Mike Florio is something that he should, is the gospel. I don't know for the life of me why. But I just go, hey, man, to each his own. If that turns you on and you can go out and say it makes a difference, I think Mike Florio is a genius that he can get people
right.
to follow him with no
right.
reason whatsoever for me to know why he's supposed to be credible.
Right. And now, so one more question then, Doc. So
yeah,
what
go
if
for
it's
it.
Actually coming from his camp, his agent or something like that? Like,
what is an agent's job? It's like a PR person.
Okay.
It's the press secretary,
okay.
man, for the president. Come on, get
okay.
with it. He's supposed to make sure his client's name is mentioned as often as possible.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Now,
that makes
don't
sense.
Let me kill your thrill. If you enjoy the rush of this, in other words, you might have a boring social life. So
mm-hmm.
this may fill a void for you. If that's the case, run with it. run with it. That's all I'm saying. If it feels good, do it. I'm not trying to change anybody's lifestyle. But for me, like, I don't look at I don't look at wrecks on the beltway. I just keep driving. I just keep driving. I don't do that.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. You got to do you. Yeah. Like, some people love gossip.
So if they love gossip a certain way, would you then entertain trading down if he just so happens to feel this way?
No, if somebody offered, I'm hoping somebody gives me two number ones and a two. I want somebody to give me the deal that San Francisco did. I want somebody to do something dumb. And now the question is, will I take advantage of it? If it can change my direction of my organization, count me in. Because when you've been as bad as we've been, as long as we've been bad, you ain't fixing this in 1 year without a help.
Exactly. And that's where I'm at too, Doc.
Yeah.
You know, I would love somebody to give us the whole house.
Yeah, and somebody will. Because if you've learned one thing about this league, is that there's more pretenders and imposters in this league than you can ever imagine. Don't think just because they have the position, they actually know what the hell they're doing. If you do that, you're just as dumb as they are.
Right.
Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Heavy Metal, let's go to JT in the District of Columbia.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, man. I'm hosting a house party this afternoon, man, and we're just having a butt-naked fun.
Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know you're my favorite guy on the radio.
Man, you got to raise your standards. You got to raise your standards.
Nah, man, you raised it, man. You keep it real 100% of the time and a perspective as a real guy to play the game. Most of these guys don't have, so it's always good to hear from somebody that keeps it 100. But I did want to hear your thoughts. You know, if you had to take, or if you're in a position that Adam Peters is, and you had to select, you know, or stay at number two between Daniels and May, because, you know, obviously as guys, you know, we got group chats, and, you know, our guys all got varying opinions. But when I look at it myself, when I'm looking at Daniels, to me, he's the pick. He played in a better conference. He was accurate. He's processing, continues to work hard and grow. May, you know, obviously he has a size, like you just said, you can't teach that. But I'm just nervous when I see a guy struggling against lesser talent, let's say like a UVA. Thanks for taking the call. Now I just sit back and listen in.
All right, I appreciate that, JT. And I've said this from day one. I was on the air with Zion the other day, and I said, Linnell. And I said, I love what this young man has done at Louisiana State University. But I can't make him bigger and stronger. I love his elusiveness. What I can't do is make him learn the system that the kid in Carolina already knows. Because how they selected, they put a coaching staff together that gives them a head start if they take Drake May. Now, if they don't, I think either kid will be great for them. But I think they've already planned on Marcus starting for him. Otherwise, why do you take Marcus? They already determined that the kid they had here, that 18 games had been invested in him, and they just flushed the toilet on that. They said, no mas. So why would you reject that unless you had an idea of a different ilk? And I think that was the guru's call. I can go either way. Whoever they get, I'm good with it. I hope somebody gives them an offer they can't refuse and they get a chance to go down a little bit and get, because I need somebody 6'7", 365 pounds. And then you'll see a smile on my face like you've never seen. Because in the end, I need somebody to protect whomever they get. I'm good with whoever they get. If you ask me 5 years from now, who's going to be the best one out of all of them, it could very well end up being Michael Penix. Because he may go to a team that's not wrecked. Caleb Williams is the most talented individual, one of I've ever seen. But he's going to the Bears. You know, Peyton Manning survived. The Bruin, Troy Aikman survived. You got to prove you can survive. Poor kid with the Colts got broken in half. They don't all survive, man. It's like going through NASCAR. Can you survive? I don't know. But if it was my son, I wouldn't want him to go. I wouldn't want him to go anywhere that they didn't trust and have faith in the offensive line, believe in running the football. I don't want my kid dropping back 100 times a game. That is completely suicide in the NFL. But we'll see. Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to lose a wink of sleep over any of it. Because whomever they get, I'm just happy that we have five candidates, maybe four. Bo Nix may end up being better than all of them. And I'll come on this air and I will say I apologize. I did like Bo, but I don't know if I would take him. Michael Penix Jr. in a minute. I have no problem with him. What that boy did, what I saw him do, he took his team to the championship team. J.J. McCarthy, champion. You think I don't want the champ? You crazy as a road lizard. Well, he didn't throw. He didn't have to. And if you smart and you build your team right, he won't have to throw a million times here. Love what Daniels did. Coached hard, didn't crack. May, you got some answering to do, brother. But maybe you can do it with this combination. And Caleb, it goes without saying. It goes without saying. The boy is an absolute magician. What would it be like if he had, it was settled around him? That's something we don't know. But I sure can't wait to see it happen. Heavy Metal, I'm going to put you on the spot. You're at the podium with the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. You're representing the Commanders. Who do you select?
I'm going Jaden Daniels.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yep.
No, I'm good. Hey, look, you know if they get Jaden? Hey, I'll go to the airport and pick him up. No problem. If they pick Drake, I'll go pick him up at the airport. If they pick you, I'll go pick you up at the airport.
Man, if they pick me, I'm going to be real surprised.
No, that's okay, big fella. You know what we're going to do? We're going to quarterback sneak. See, ain't no way you can't give me 3.5 yards.
I might do a sneak, but I'm not doing that tush-push thing with all those heavy guys. No way.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. They're going to build this thing. All jokes aside, we no longer have to stay up all night trying to coach this team. The blind leading the blind, that's over. Get a good night's sleep. Let them do what they do. What we got to do is pack FedEx. That's what we got to do. Stop letting our stadium get taken over by aliens. That's what we got to do. All right? Stick to our job. You ain't no damn GM and no coach, but you can be a fan and be a better fan. That's our job. Go out and support them. Let them do all the heavy lifting. You know, and we'll see what happens. I don't think there's any other thing you can do to control it. I'm just saying. If you want to keep it real, or if you want to stay in fantasy land, knock yourself out. It don't bother me one iota. Because I know this. In the end, players win games. Players win games. Love you, Heavy Metal. Job well done. Hey, folks, y'all be blessed. Do it the right way. Then you don't have to do it twice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.